Winooski Tyne Classics presents The Ugly Duckling and Other Stories by Hans Christian Andersen. Narrated by Aidan Bell. The Ugly Duckling. It was beautiful in the country. It was summertime. The wheat was yellow. The oats were green. The hay was stacked up in the green meadows, and the stork paraded about on his long red legs, discoursing in Egyptian, which language he had learned from his mother. The fields and meadows were skirted by thick woods, and a deep lake lay in the midst of the woods. Yes, it was indeed beautiful in the country. The sunshine fell warmly on an old mansion, surrounded by deep canals, and from the walls down to the water's edge there grew large burdock leaves, so high that children could stand upright among them without being perceived. This place was as wild and unfrequented as the thickest part of the wood, and on that account a duck had chosen to make her nest there. She was sitting on her eggs. But the pleasure she had felt at first was now almost gone, because she had been there so long and had so few visitors, for the other ducks preferred swimming on the canals to sitting among the burdock leaves gossiping with her. At last the eggs cracked, one after another. Chick! Chick! All the eggs were alive, and one little head after another appeared. Quack, quack, said the duck, and all got up as well as they could. They peeped about from under the green leaves, and as green is good for the eyes, their mother let them look as long as they pleased. How large the world is, said the little ones, for they found their present situation very different to their former confined one while yet in the eggshells. Do you imagine this to be the whole of the world? Said the mother. It extends far beyond the other side of the garden, to the pastor's field, but I have never been there. Are you all here? And then she got up. No, I have not got you all. The largest egg is still here. How long will this last? I am so weary of it. And then she sat down again. Well, and how are you getting on? Asked an old duck who had come to pay her a visit. This one egg keeps me so long, said the mother. It will not break. But you should see the others. They are the prettiest little ducklings I have seen in all my days. They are all like their father. The good-for-nothing fellow, he has not been to visit me once. Let me see the egg that will not break, said the old duck. Depend upon it, it is a turkey's egg. I was cheated in the same way once myself, and I had such trouble with the young ones, for they were afraid of the water, and I could not get them there. I called and scolded, but it was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?